It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Beetlejuice, Tim Burton's long-awaited sequel with Michael Keaton back as the crazy bioexorcist whose name must be said three times in order to summon him. Winona Ryder is also back as the goth girl Lydia Deetz, as well as Catherine O'Hara as her stepmother Delia, and Lydia now has a teenage daughter named Astrid, played by Jenna Ortega. They all return to the house for the funeral of Lydia's father, but when Astrid ends up in mortal danger, she's forced to summon Beetlejuice, whom she was almost forced to marry in her teens, and he's also targeted by his evil dead wife, played by Monica Bellucci, who was the leader of a soul-sucking cult. I've had the original Beetlejuice VHS tape when I was a kid, and it was a fun movie. Beetlejuice doesn't top that film in terms of its story and humor, but it is often very funny and visually stunning, especially when Burton goes back to practical special effects, and when Keaton reprises his role with the right kind of crazy attitude. Despite all the current cynicism in the movie world these days, I had a real fun time with this sequel. 3 stars, 3 stars, 3 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming up next, a documentary about how two people from different worlds can give horses a royal treatment in the documentary The Cowboy and the Queen. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.